Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Hope that you're wherever you are, however you're listening. One, we hope that you know that we appreciate you being a part of, or making us a part of your day and being a part of our show, especially in the various ways that you can do it by texting in to the text line, 713-572-4610.
I'm going to put that in the intro.
Come on, dog.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Come on, dog. Honestly, I'm kind of mad at myself because I was doing the thing where I was kind of tripping over myself, but I hadn't fallen over yet. And I was like, you know what? This is not. Have you ever fallen upstairs? That's what it felt like. I was verbally falling upstairs. But yeah, 713-572-4610 is the text line. There's also the YouTube page and the Twitch chat. Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch. But when it comes to the Texans, we are not far away from getting some more activity, some OTAs from them, and getting more of an insight and more of a sight on what this Texas team is starting to work themselves to, and really more importantly, just what these guys kind of look like, mm-hmm. what their offseason has been, how they where they've gotten themselves to, and the preliminary looks on what this team looks like. And so with that being the case, who needs to come back a different dude? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, this is, hey, 1 week from today, we're going to be talking about OTAs and who looks good and who's come back looking, you know, like a champ, you know, or a different, you know, physique or whatever it might be. Now, I think we should couch this entire conversation.
disclaimer.
Our disclaimer here. Remember who looked great last year at OTAs?
Kenyon Green,
baby.
Yep.
Whatever happened to him?
So it's not necessarily a harbinger.
It's damn shame what they did to that dog.
It might not be a harbinger of good things, but a lot of times it is.
Now so, that just made me think of like a chalk outline in left guard. just a chalk outline. No person.
So I have like almost like three tiers here. Like who needs to come back? You think it's imperative? Looking good physically, looking good on the field.
All right, so one of them, I mean, you could take your pick on dudes on the offensive line, but the one that I think of really is kind of Juice Scruggs.
He's on my list.
In part because mm-hmm. either he's playing center, and then I don't know how much it matters to me, but also what happens if you're going to, like if he ends up being one of the guys that you're putting in there at guard?
Right.
And I don't know if his physique naturally lends itself to playing guard, but if he ends up being there, I know I want him to be as peak physically formed as he can, especially being a little undersized to be guard.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, that's one of the ones I thought of just from that perspective. If that helps him be a modicum better in that space, that was one of the ones that I immediately jumped to.
So I have the three tiers. I have players that I think it's imperative they come back looking or playing and looking, you know, better players I want to see, just period. Just want to see
in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
And players we got to see to believe. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to rock with you here because I threw out that from the 3-4-6. Maybe this is the low hanging fruit. CJ needs to come back looking and thinking better. How do you feel about that?
You said CJ?
Yeah, this is the CJ. No Gardner Johnson. This is CJ Stroud.
That's what I was thinking, to be honest.
I wouldn't mind it.
Because,
what way, though? That's the question I'm
asking.
He's
been quiet all offseason. Mm-hmm. Like, completely 180 from that previous
radio
offseason.
Silence.
Yeah, so I kind of expect them to come back a little fresh, maybe mm-hmm. a little more cut, a little more in shape.
I wouldn't mind it. He's not on my list, but I wouldn't mind it. So the five guys I have on my list in the category of it's imperative that they come back looking better physically or both.
Imperative.
Imperative.
Must.
You mentioned Juice Scruggs. He's on the list.
Okay. So why imperative there? Because I think you have a lot of options there.
For the same reason, I mean, this guy's a draft pick that they had high hopes for, that they said could be a better center.
Juice was a second round pick.
So that's important. I think you're right. I think Juice Scruggs. Let's see what he looks like coming back.
That's more for him rather than like for the team, us as fans. It. Sure. Yeah. That's true.
Christian Harris.
Ding, ding, ding. That one's huge. Like physical, and it's really heavy on the physical. Mm-hmm. And I guess in a way, it's just, are you healthy and playing football?
Yeah.
I don't think that anybody is still is anybody still waiting on the proof of concept with him as a player? Like, can he be a good linebacker? I don't think anybody's waiting on that, right? I think people have enough data, even if you're not 100% certain, to at least go more likely than not. I feel good about Christian Harris being out there. The range that he shows, the speed that he has, right? I think people feel good about that. It's just, is he going to be available, especially after last year? He came back and then he seemed to fade away. And that was after we had how many weeks of just not, you know, radio silence on what he was and when he would be ready. So there were so many questions around that just, can you get out here and play football in a way that's going to be usable is going to matter, because all that ability that he has, what's the best ability?
Availability.
Yes, sir.
All right, another one I have on my list, Damian Pierce. It's time, brother. It's time. And he's more show something than physically.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you looking for some from him physically?
No, not necessarily a transformation. But, you know, we have to hear them talking about Damian Pierce the way they've talked about others at training camp. Remember, Derek Stingley came in and they're like, wow. You know, at OTAs, he was running with the first team. At OTAs, Derek Stingley was. So I think Damian Pierce, it might be a, all right, clock has been ticking.
Is it different dude or is it old dude? What do you mean? Like, the question being, like, you come back like a different dude. Is it different dude or is just
different? Maybe it's, you know, he just looks more comfortable, even though it's, you know, running on air largely, you know, or no pads or whatever. But I'd like to, he's on my list of imperative. The other two, you might agree with one and disagree with the other. So I'll mention the one that
sounds about me.
You might disagree with first. I'd like to see a new Xavier Hutchinson. He's been a little bit thin. You know, a little bit.
So this is where you actually want to see a physical
transformation as well as the other.
What is he listed at?
I don't know. But it just, you know, from what I've always been a big fan. I remember when he was drafted, I was like, this guy's an after catch guy. I think he could really help this team, et cetera. And then it just hasn't happened, you know?
I think I've seen him listed at 6'3", 210.
Yeah. Let's get to 220. Let's get to 220, a little more muscle, a little more. You know, ability to get those proverbial 50-50 balls, you know? And it's better for his strength, which is, you know, yards after catch.
Yeah, right. No, I could see that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that would help also add into that, what's the watchword? Competition.
Yeah.
In there. Yeah, no, I like that. I had not considered that enough, but yeah, I point to Xavier and I go, I don't know exactly what it is that I need more of, but I need something more from him. And it might just be like having that physicality.
Yeah.
To then pair with, you know, that trust that they have in him. But yeah, man, he did not create separation last year. And I wonder, if you're not going to create separation, can you then be a guy who can use physicality to then catch the ball through, you know, a tighter defender or whatever?
And then the other one, I know I've probably been, you know, lower on the prospects of this guy than most.
I'm guessing this is John Metchie then.
No, it's Blake Fisher.
Oh,
Blake Fisher.
Oh, I should have known. You don't even care about John. John Metchie, you done sold John Metchie's house for him. You were like, don't worry, dog. Yeah. Don't worry about a realtor. I done already lined up some buyers, brother.
We got it. We got you. But Blake Fisher, I just haven't seen it, man. And
what you looking for with him?
I think everything. I think physical transformation.
Yeah.
You know, being able to step in. Because the coaches, they have their sort of depth chart in their minds, and then you earn it otherwise. I just mentioned Derek Stingley. I'd like to see Blake Fisher. I mean, they brought in dudes to replace Blake Fisher. Flat out.
I mean, they have an opportunity to. Yeah. They do have an opportunity to. And so, yeah, man.
He will probably be the perfect one for the body transformation, too, because this is year two.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be coming in as like, oh, look at him. He's been lifting weights.
100%, right? And being able to utilize that power, because, I mean, running is something that you want to be able to do better. Run blocking could stand to be better. And just like how is he with his feet? Is he pass setting nicer to be able to handle that edge pretty well? Yeah, man, those are the things that I think that's fair. And I know Sean Pendergast, if he's listening right now, is clapping to the sound of his radio, because that's one of the guys that he's putting up, and I know Sean as well, or Seth as well, as potentials for like the body transformation when it comes to getting to camp.
Then again, Nick Cassera had the opportunity to say as much.
Let me tell you about, like, that model is cool, but can I tell you about this model right here? It's the LD Henderson.
All right, players I can't wait to see. No matter what they look, I just want to see what they look like. I'm curious. I think there's opportunity there, and they might be, you know, they might be a happy surprise. EJ Speed.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I've been a fan. Maybe CJ Stroud hasn't always been a fan, but I've been a fan. I think he could fill a real role here.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah. I don't even know how much different he needs to be considering.
I just can't wait to see him. I want to see what he looks like with this squad.
That's fair. 100% fair. Just like to add that depth. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about competition, I think linebacker room is where I don't scoff nearly as much at the notion of competition, because I do like the talent in there.
Yeah.
And if you tell me one of the four of Aziz Alshire, or sorry, rather two of the four of Aziz Alshire, Henry Toto, Christian Harris, and EJ Speed are the guys that are, these are the two starters, I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you're getting two dudes that are really good on the field, because I know that at least two of them I feel great about. And then all of a sudden, here you go. If one of those guys gets beat out, that means that he played better rather than one of these guys played poorly.
A couple of other guys that I can't wait to see are already on this squad, but I'm just curious. I'm hopeful that they take another step. Cade Stover and Kalen Bullock.
Cade Stover is a huge one for me. Mm-hmm. I think that, and this is probably wild to say, thank you.
Yeah.
I think that Kalen Bullock, if he was the same player as last year, I would not be terribly upset. I would be a little disappointed, right? Because just in general, we expect year over year progress anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you got a good amount out of Kalen Bullock, which is just be a ball hawk. Now, of course, more than I would really want of some like deep opportunities that you want your free safety to be able to handle up on or be able to make plays on.
Imagine if he takes another step.
That's the thing.
Ooh, baby.
I feel like I'm in a place where, especially with the productivity of this defense, if I don't get that, I ain't going to be too mad.
No, right? I'm with you on that. But boy, if he does, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
But yeah.
Thing with Cade Stover.
The Cade Stover one is huge, especially because that is, and we've detailed it a few times, that is a position of need. Mm-hmm. And so if Cade Stover comes up, and especially if he could play in such a way where we can start talking about contract be damned, that'd be huge, because a guy that can help inline blocking is something that you just don't have, and he's the closest to it.
Yeah.
And then if he can then add in, even if he's more, you know, Pat Freiermuth you know, one of those guys that you just kind of get the ball to without necessarily sending him deep on routes, that'd be helpful. But if you end up having a true productive tight end, that'd be really helpful, because we know Dalton Schultz, even as I've had a level of defense for him in some of these instances, we know that he's not that two-way guy. Like, putting him in and asking him to block is not really what his strengths are.
Yeah.
So if you could find that in Cade Stover, that'd be greatly helpful, especially for a dude in Nick Caley, who of the offenses, or the passing games at least, that it seems like are huge influences on this offense. Both of them, it'd be very, very nice, and I guess in any, you know, offense in football, it'd be very, very nice to have a tight end that's capable of doing those things.
And then the two players that I just got to see to believe, not that I'm doubting them, but I got to see it to believe it, Ladarius Henderson and Justin Watson. I mean, both of those guys weren't even on the radar.
What do you got to see from Justin Watson?
Well, I mean, D'Amico says he's the, you know,
hard worker, grinder,
you know,
real lunch pail guy, in fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But one in, last one out.
I wonder what you're describing.
just a great football player. Yeah. I don't know, heady guy.
Heady
you know
guy. I mean?
Good football IQ.
Is he a coach's kid?
I mean, he might be. If he's not, he's the type of kid that you want your daughter to date, honestly. Like, that's the kind of guy that he is.
But, I mean, I'm like, on both of those, D'Amico, you know, raving about him, and you know, Nick about Ladarius Henderson, I was like, really?
Yeah, I think the benefit that he serves, he's a fairly known commodity in what he can bring, and so that's a level of study, and I think that probably speaks more to the idea of what you want to see from Hutchinson, and maybe Mechie, even though I know that you're shipping him out of here, is if they find some level, can you? Because Justin Watson is fairly solid and standard in what he is. That's kind of the free agent.
But what if he's like he's in the mix big time?
Yeah, I mean, he gets open. Yeah. He gets open. Like, I have no problem with that. Like, a dude that gets open and knows what he's supposed to do And so if you get the upside of these young guys that you've been waiting on, that's all gravy. But if not, Justin Watson, I feel good with him being on in the room.
I feel like he might be that person if the rookies don't pan out as fast as you thought it was going to pan out, then that might be somebody like a third option.
Like what Robert Woods was.
Exactly, yeah.
A couple of texters said Woody Marks. I'm with you. I didn't put him on my list, but I'm with you. I'm curious to see what he could do.
Yeah, how much can he handle early? Like, this is the type of guy where I think even the Woody Marks lover himself, John Harris, would point to the idea that, all right, cool first year, but maybe you'll see more of it in second year. How much, I mean, if you can get ring out a lot of his ability early on where you see, oh, he's actually more ready than we had previously anticipated, that's good. Because anything you have as more of a safety behind Joe Mixon, a dude that admittedly always has been workhorse type guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave that to chance though. You can't leave. I mean, you missed him for what, 5 games last year, and you saw the difference even with Cam big Akers time. Having to pick up the slack, right, and find a level of production that you hadn't anticipated. How much more if you have more guys that you anticipate and that you feel comfortable with, including the likes of maybe Woody Marks. A draft pick that you spend a little bit of a capital on getting as well. So, yeah.
Texter also says, I was 13 when Andre Johnson was drafted. Did he show that as a rookie? Oh, yeah.
your first memory of Andre?
He was one of those wow players. Mm. Like, and not just his physical presence, which we knew, but the speed, and that was a pretty good defense, you know, that he was drafted into. Remember, that was the strength of the early teams. I was like, oh, okay. He's going to be pretty good. I think he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Hall of Famer, huh?
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is about the time for our lunchtime confessions, which are presented by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the segment of the show where Lopez starts talking about the latest TikTok trend.
Oh, Lord.
Since when?
Well, I talked about it yesterday. What was that thing? There was some sort of TikTok.
What, aura farming?
Aura farming. We talked about the kids setting the laptops on fire.
Yeah.
And all that
that's
stuff.
Right. That's
yeah,
right.
That was,
that's
yeah,
right.
That was it. My bad.
Look, man, I'm all about Twitter, all about Instagram, all about Facebook. TikTok ain't my thing. So when I see these trends, I'm like, that's what people are doing? Did you see the latest one that Mike Sainristil got in on?
I saw this.
You did?
Yeah.
So apparently, my confession is this. If someone did this to me, I would call 911 for a wellness check. All right? I really would. The TikTok trend is, it's actually pretty clever, calling your friends.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Just to tell them good night.
And I think this trend started because there is one dude in his group of friends, I believe in college. I might just be kind of inserting that in myself, but I believe in college that they would do that. Just call each other, and it was kind of a prank. It wasn't just like, I'm about to go to sleep. It'd be like middle of the night, like 2 a.m. Give him a call. It's like, what's up, man? It's like, just want to call and tell you good night. Like, you know what I mean, like, mess with your boys, but then it became a thing that was kind of sincere.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, good night, brother. All right, cool. Well, and so people are doing it now.
Yeah. So imagine an NFL player doing it to his teammates.
Yo, bro.
Yo.
Is this ZB?
ZB.
That's not in mind.
Yeah. I'm going to see you tomorrow, bro. I was just kind of say good night.
Bro, what the? You straight, Bob?
You did it to like four players.
We good.
What you mean?
He used his car to say good night.
Like, bro, good night, bro. You're my dog, bro. I'm just checking in real quick.
I just talked to you 5 minutes ago.
That's a good question. That's a good point. That's a good point. Like,
I think the part of that too is just being super manly.
Yeah,
it sounds weird, like, for
NFL
a guy.
Players.
Hey, bro, hey, I just want to tell you good night.
I think we're actually in a place where them dudes are in, like, you know, T-Pain's all my man. That's my dog. I love him. His family. I feel like we're in. I mean, hell, we just saw CJ like burst into tears seeing his guy get injured. Like, yeah, I think that we're in a place where we're not quite there.
But see, we talking about calling another man
to say good night.
Like, imagine if I just call you 10 o'clock in the. Hey, Reg, what's up, man? I just wanted to tell you good night. You're going to be like, what in the world?
I would be confused, but I'd be like, all right, bro.
I'd call 911. I'd like, okay, good night. And hey, somebody needs to check on him.
I think in that particular instance that you played, he was like, bro, we was just on the phone with me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was bigger, but that might just be me. I might be, you know, projecting in that moment. It is kind of nonsense, though. Like, just calling me to say good night, huh?
Yeah.
That's a text, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a text. All right, so you're just like, nobody,
no one in my circle of friends or family. If anybody did it, I would say, "All right, they're held at gunpoint."
So are you about to start doing this to your children?
Yeah, no, I am not. I am not going
to
do that.
The prankster himself, John Lopez, not willing to call BG.
Yeah.
All right. 713. Hey, Reggie. Good night. Sweet dreams. Don't let the bed bugs bite. If y'all do that, I will actually appreciate that. Thank you for thinking about me. That is cute.
What about just call your wife right now? And say, hey, I just want to tell you I love you.
Oh my God.
Oh, that one will work though. That's good.
Her head would explode.
No, that will freak out a little bit. Yeah. Like, what you mean?
Because she knows John. That's good. that's a good point. Somebody said friendship over.
Friendship
for
over.
For saying good night? For telling you good night, huh?
There's a lot of cocky guys out here, man. Yeah. Don't be telling another grown man good night.
He said, no, my night's going to be bad. I'm going to sleep poorly. I'm going to wake up with my neck hurting.
The way he said it was sounded so sincere, man. I just want to tell you good night.
Yeah, man.
Dog, what are you talking about?
Sweet dream. He said, you straight? Like, is everything good over there? Is everything fine? Do you need help?
Yeah.
So within the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story,
mm-hmm.
the part about like Bill, do you remember the Bill Belichick kind of walk of shame, like the ring video?
Oh, God. Did you see Pablo?
That was where I was going to, because like what's funny is like the ring camera video part of it was never something that I actually paid all that much attention to. It came out in like November 2023 or actually middle 2023 was when the video was from, I believe. No, because it was OTAs for the Patriots around the time. But so if you're unfamiliar with it, it was like 2023. A ring door cam video shows Bill Belichick walking out shirtless out of a
shoulder
house.
Bag.
Walking down some steps and walking to a car, and it's just like, what is happening? He looks disheveled. He has bed hair. It's wild. And I don't think I've ever really cared about this part of the story. However, Pablo Torre, who has been kind of reporting on this particular relationship and how it relates, obviously, to this dude who is the highest paid employee in the state of North Carolina, like the public employees. And I mean, it's been much discussed. I don't think I care about it. However, the confession is, I have been like, I was tapped in with the reporting that he ultimately did, because he laid out that the ring cam video was from an Airbnb in the greater Boston area, Winthrop, Massachusetts, if you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that had been asked, and the reason why he brought it up as some level of newsworthy thing to talk about, mm-hmm. was some of Bill Belichick's family had been worried, I guess reportedly, the idea of, if this video that seemingly came from a visit to Jordan Hudson got out, could it possibly be that Jordan did that? And is like, what are her intentions with this? Could this continue to happen? Like, that's basically the idea that he was getting to. Well, the reporting that he put out today either pointed to the idea that it's an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have been like Jordan's house or whatever. So it's not her ring camera. But so she didn't release the video. And that also the owners of the Airbnb didn't release the video, but somehow like when they were like not knowing, like, who is this? Is this Bill Belichick?
They sent it to a friend or
something. And then it got out there.
Yeah.
But then there was speculation from Bill's family about the idea that this, like this relationship with Jordan might be why NBA or NFL teams did not hire him.
Oh,
because supposedly Jordan had been like seen at a Patriots game in 2021,
mm-hmm.
and there's video evidence of such in some seats that I believe are set aside for Bill Belichick. Like Bill Belichick,
how old was she in 2021?
That's a good question. That I don't have an
answer
for.
Don't go down that road.
I actually had not thought about that.
Oh man,
hey,
Oh, man.
Had not thought about that.
I mean,
somebody from the 713 said his chest was out, his breasticles were out.
Yeah. How old was she in 2020?
I don't know. You could do the Googles. Hey, I'm not doing that one.
I'm staying away from that one.
But yes, the idea that, like, do you have any belief in the thought that NFL teams were like, yo, this Bill Belichick that is, you know, do the work and do your job and all these things, and no distractions, whatever the relationship with Jordan Hudson, they were like, yeah, I don't want to take that on.
I mean, I'm guessing that's your confession.
My confession is, like, I don't think I could buy that, but I'm a lot more interested in this idea than I previously thought I would ever be.
I could buy it. I might need to see a little more evidence, although there has been a little bit more evidence. Apparently, there was reports of, like, he used to ask her to wear red pants at the when she went to training camp practices so he could spot her. There's also
my boy was smitten. What? I just want to be able to see you from just the field, baby girl.
Wear red pants. I want to be able to see. And then another report. I think you had it on the dock at some point about North Carolina was saying that I might have seen it somewhere else that she wanted more say in day-to-day operations.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, that was actually more of the Hard Knocks thing.
That's what it was.
Hard Knocks fell apart, supposedly because she wanted more power in the way that it would go. The Hard Knocks in North Carolina as made by NFL media.
So you piece this all together, plausible.
That's so wild.
Plausible.
Like, the thing that I keep coming back to is Bill Belichick had lost a step as a coach, mm-hmm. and maybe more importantly, as a talent evaluator. Yeah. So I would go there. Like, that would be enough for me to not hire Bill Belichick, even though, yes, he is probably the greatest coach in the history of American football.
Yeah.
With that being said, though, that would be wild that they're like, and also, the lady that's hanging around you, she seemed to have too much power. We don't want that.
She's Jack Easter-she.
Oh, that's good. Mm. I'm sorry. That's actually okay. Good. Did you actually come up with that? Did you see that on social media?
Right here, right now.
I don't believe it.
Dude, I don't lie.
I don't believe it.
We find somebody on Twitter that said it.
Somebody said, I'm checking right now.
Somebody
I'm
with no profile.
Twitter.
All right.
Somebody with two followers said it.
Mr. The Closer over here? Nah, you found that.
it just hit me.
Mm-hmm. Just search it.
She's mm-hmm. Jack Easter-she.
Mm-hmm.
Search it. You're searching it, aren't you?
Yes, I don't believe you. Well, you know, me not finding it doesn't mean that you didn't say it, because we know notoriously the Twitter function, search function is messed up.
I have thoughts.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to confess, man. So I've been living in Houston for almost 10 years, and I'm pretty familiar with, like, the different seasons, like hurricane season and stuff like that.
Crawfish season.
Mm-hmm. I was not familiar with termite season.
Oh, boy.
And I experienced this
Welcome
personally.
To being a homeowner.
Oh, man. Yeah. What a rude awakening, man. So it was Wednesday after we was having steak night.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way home, I get a call from my wife. I'm like, hey, I'm like 15 minutes away because I'm sure she was calling looking for me. All I heard was, you need to get home now.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, my brain is racing. I'm like, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to floor it. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? There are bugs in the house. I'm like, bugs? What kind of bugs? Just bugs. They're everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh, no.
So my imagination was thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, something out of a movie.
We got to burn this house down. So I get there, and this little bugs, I never even seen these bugs before, mm-hmm. but she had all the lights on, which I heard is a no-no.
Yeah.
Because they attract to lights.
Oh, wow.
So we over here spraying, smacking, and all type of stuff. And she was just like, she wouldn't sit down. She actually had to go to her cousin house. She stayed at her cousin house.
Man, right. She wouldn't even sleep at home?
Nope. She left me and Jack.
She said they out herself. I do love that she was like, everyone save themselves.
Yeah, and so when she was leaving, I'm like, all right, Jackson, mom is leaving us.
Jackson, you're on your own.
Yeah, it's just me and you, buddy.
I do like that she got you on the phone and said, get home immediately, like you was going to do something.
Yeah, what was that? That's the other thing. What am I going to do?
Are you an exterminator as a hobby or something?
No, I'm not. But I did call it exterminator that night. Mm-hmm. Because they got a lot of 24-hour ones.
Yeah.
So one came out the next day.
Problem solved?
Yeah, we good so far. I ain't seen nothing else. It was a bunch of dead termites around.
So he confirmed that it is termites?
Yeah, it was termites. Oh, I actually did a Google search, mm-hmm. and it popped out. I'm like, they said termites.
Well, you better take care of it.
But apparently, also, too, I want to get to this part. It was a big breakout that night. So we end up calling Orkin as well.
Yeah.
And he said he got like 100 emails.
Really?
That night from 12 to 1 that night.
So the termites were like, we move they at were, dawn.
It was like revolution.
They were. And this is the quote he used, which really bothered me too. Yeah. He said they were swarming.
Oh, wow. So D'Amico would approve.
Yes.
They had a special work ethic and relentless mindset in tearing your house down.
They did. Yep. Yep. So he said they were swarm. They kept using that word swarm. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can look at the word swarm the same now, man. Man. So I did get the house together. They sprayed around the base and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it should be.
Now you got me worried. I'm gonna have to start looking around, making sure we're doing.
I know it was a season like that, and they say it was a pretty bad season so far.
See, look at me. I'm sitting over here, very happy that I can't afford to buy a house. Look at you, suckers, dealing with termites.
Hey, don't talk too much, man.
Yeah,
you never know with these apartments. Too,
hey, man, they get this apartment out here. I don't got to pay for nothing. No, I just go find somewhere else to be.
Get the maintenance, man.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I pay y'all for. Come fix this up. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are the Lunchtime Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. All right, coming up next, let's circle back around to this. Yeah, Astros dominant 9-2 victory yesterday, a throwback Thursday of sorts. Was that a dominant win over Seattle? Just a simply one good game? Or possibly something more. 713-572-4610. We talk about it next. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig hanging out with you on a fantastic, fun Friday. Hope you are having all of those things with your Friday. And if not, don't worry, it'll turn around here in a little bit. I'm sure it will. All right. What was definitely felt like it could be a turnaround was a 9-2 Astros victory yesterday, including Lance McCullers. You remember him?
I remember Lance.
You remember when he threw, eight
remember
strikeouts?
When he was throwing those curveballs?
Yeah, he got himself 8 strikeouts yesterday. Jose Altuve, you remember when he would get a couple home runs on a day?
Oh, yeah.
Did a little bit of that yesterday as well. Huge, huge game for a number of guys, including those two guys. And so I thought to myself, could this be something that is a jump start for this offense? Could this be something that portends better? And then I stopped and I was like, hey, man, there's 162 of these things.
Yeah.
Is this just a good game? Because they've had a few good games this season, and not as many as I would really want, because I can think of some specifically. Was like when they were in Minnesota, they had the big, comeback in the ninth that ultimately winning in 10th. There's a few of them that you could point to specifically. So was this just one of those, like a good game, or was this something more? Is this something that means that they're back? Are we fully back, or is there something in between? 713-572-4610.
All right, so first of all, I want to apologize to our listeners.
Oh, for?
Because we really don't just go with whatever's happening that day when it comes to the Astros.
I don't know. I ride the roller coaster a little bit.
That's just the way it's been.
I'm a little bit of a sicko, I'm going to be honest.
That's just the way it's been. It's like some days you're like, all right. And then some days you're like, oh, Lord. Because that's what they are as a team. So maybe that's the answer, to your question. Mm-hmm. Was it something, portends to something well? Was it a good game, or was it something more? I cannot in good conscience say it was something more. We were talking earlier. I think there were some really good signs.
Yeah, I think there's a little, and that's probably where I am. It's going to be a good game, especially because there are some things that you could point to are anomalous in this game. George Kirby, who is a very good pitcher, is coming off of the IL, and he looked shaky.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Like, he looked shaky in this. I was looking at his pitch chart. And the pitches that he did throw out of the zone, they span very far and wide. And it's like it was very evident that he was not necessarily placing the ball in exactly the way that he wanted to. That's going to mean, at least offensively, as long as you're not, you know, being just really, really poor, you should have a better opportunity. But they were hitting the ball long, the Astros were. And I think there was a few things that maybe you can look at as some level of something more in the smaller scale, as opposed to like the idea that, hey, this is it. We're back.
Yeah.
But I wanted to parse those out, if you don't mind.
Yeah. And go ahead. I mean, that's what I was talking about. Like, I want to say, yeah, there were some good signs and it's getting ready to happen, right? It's getting ready to really turn the corner. I don't in good conscience feel like anyone can say that. Now, there are some elements, like we were talking, I think Caratini's putting on a little run here that might mean something. You know, we also, you know, talk about some of these guys that are really starting to show some life, and maybe there's a lot to it. The bullpen has always been pretty good, and you know, who knows on you know, Cam Smith, the last 10 games he's been on fire. Caratini, his last 7 games, he's been on fire. So maybe you can hang on to that. But to the other point, was it just a good game? Well, it clearly, you know, George Kirby is one of those things where you're like, all right, well, he hadn't pitched and this was his first outing. You might have just caught him at a good time. Another thing, the Mariners had won 6 out of 7 coming into this game and they've been on the road. So maybe just sort of life on the road in Major League Baseball caught up to him.
Yeah.
You know?
So as you're returning home as well from a little bit of a road trip yourself, you mentioned Caratini, and he has been a lot better, especially being a switch hitter and being able to give you a little bit of work from the left side that you just don't have nearly enough of on this roster. Are you at all considering the idea of trying, and obviously right now because of Yordan being out, your DH spot is giving you an opportunity and some flexibility to have him in more often. Are you considering like trying to get him into the lineup more, like trying to work him into the lineup intentionally bit more?
Not only am I considering it, I think they're considering it and they're doing it. He's played a lot more. I mentioned the last 7 games. I mean, it's been a 400 batting average with a 1.023 OPS. That'll keep you in the lineup. That will definitely keep you in the lineup.
Wow, what a wild way of describing this from the 832. It's like believing your cheating girlfriend will never cheat again after the 10th time.
Oh, wow.
She asked for a hall pass.
Is the Astros the cheating girlfriend? Like, is the Astros offense the cheating girlfriend? The cheating being just deciding to not do offense all that good?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why I kind of, you know, mockingly apologize. There have been days where we come in here and I'm like, all right, this is one of those days. But in the back of my mind, I know that they could spit the bit today.
No, for sure.
You know?
And I think that's why I won't go too far on this. I do think, and as I was mentioning, small signs, small things that continue to push forward, and Kix Rocks hits one of them. One dude in particular that it hits for me, but I think a lot of these guys, you're seeing better, like, improvement on pitch selection and patience.
Now that, yes.
For the entirety of this team, really, especially as a lot of these guys seem to break out of what had been a sort of a malaise to start the season. And so I think days like this feel like a level of a manifestation of what has been, in large part, a move towards being better and not swinging at junk and forcing yourself to get good looks. And then the problem was a decent amount of time you weren't being able to capitalize on it, whether it was just hard hit balls that found leather or, you know, deep shots that you maybe just didn't quite get that end up, you know, warning track power just in the outfield. And specifically, I almost called him Jake Mariznick because that's what he's playing. Like, Jake Myers is, he's continued to have good outings because his chase rate is so much lower than the previous 3 years.
Yeah.
And that seems to be something that, along with the general patience of all these guys, and with Peña getting his 500th hit, you know, sending Kirby to the showers or what have you, those seem to be things that are, you know, have been predated through the earlier portions of the season that happened last night and you saw production on, and that very well can continue through the season and maybe mean that the production that they've gotten, at least those in those instances, can't continue as well.
Yeah, and then there's Jose Altuve, which we're like, all right, and it's all over the place. You know, 2 home runs, seems to be, at least, you know, yesterday, seemed to see the ball be a little more selective. Obviously, Espada was talking after the game about just how his approach, his bat through the zone was better, you know, kind of behind the ball, as he put it, et cetera. So he had 2 home runs. In his previous 9 games, he's had 4 hits. So what's real there? You know, we need to see tonight and the rest of the series is going to be very important for Altuve if he did figure something out. You know, if he can continue this, because he's flat out been in some severe struggles here for about 10, 15 games.
Yeah, I think Kicks Rocks on the Twitch chat or on the YouTube chat said, big long season guy, right? So it's one game. Pump the brakes on the win, but I want to be pumped. And I think maybe more than anything, that's probably the encouraging thing for me. Mm-hmm. Give me that feel, man. Give me an injection. Give me a hit, right? Like if the Astros is going to be this drug for me in this instance, give me the thing, give me the high that'll hold me to the next high at the very least. Like this has been kind of Jekyll and Hyde to some degrees, as you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some ups. I always forget which one is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. So Dr. Jekyll's the good one then?
Dr. Jekyll is the good one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Literary expert, John Lopez. Yeah, give me some good in here, right? Mm-hmm. Give me enough of the good in here. And when I say good, I don't just mean like solid, because they've been okay. They've been solid in a lot of ways. Give me these explosive ones in order to tide me over. Because, again, they're not in a bad place 2.5 games out from these Seattle Mariners and 3 more games to go to where you can take the lead if you damn well please, right?
You could.
If you go ahead and sweep them.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's a fair expectation, but hell, go ahead and do it and shut me up. I'll take that on my Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, like give me the fun. And that's one of the things is just this team is capable of giving me the fun. I would like it to be more frequent. And, of course, it's baseball, so I guess in theory any of these teams are capable of putting up a nice 9-10 runs or what have you. But just I need it, especially the ways that there's some downs in here. Ronel Blanco just put on the IL.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers obviously gave you a good outing, but you need him because now he's one of three guys that you really trust outside of kind of these young bucks that are stepping up. In fact, Colton Gordon, one of those guys, was just activated in favor of sending Ronel Blanco to the IL. You got Ryan Gusto going today for you. So, like, those guys, you know, I feel, hey, man, give us what you can, but give me some offense as well to help those guys out, knowing that you can do that from time to time.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason that we're so unsure on what exactly this team is because this is not exactly the way you drew it up. You know, the bell cows on the squad are Jake Myers, you know, Victor Carantini, Jeremy Pena. It's not exactly how you anticipated it happening. So once you get the other guys involved, and obviously, as we mentioned, you know, Altuve with a great game yesterday, then you can maybe start to believe more, even if you do have a kind of a down, you know, turn in a game or two.
And when I talk about give me the highs, also give me the highs that I know. Give me Lance McCullers throwing eight strikeouts, and give me Jose Altuve doing this. Give me Jose Altuve looking like a bona fide G, right? Jose Altuve has been good this year. I think he's had, obviously, he's coming off a little bit more of a down portion of it. He started out being one of the few, if not the only guys that was, you know, kind of swinging the bat well. But The Athletic just put out their MLB all quarter century team, best baseball since 2000.
Okay.
They put together their lineup, and second base is Jose Altuve.
I hope so.
And Jose Altuve over a Robinson Cano, Jose Altuve over a Chase Utley. Like, these are not slouches by any means. There's been a lot of great baseball played over the quarter century. And at that second base position, Jose Altuve is the answer. And, I mean, we were asking, are you starting to see a decline? And I know that our guy PC was like, it's asinine. I mean,
is that what he said?
That is what he said, if you didn't hear it there. And so, like, Give me reasons to feel like, okay, my bad, I was being asinine. Give me that old, like, best second baseman of the last 25 years type Altuve, and that's what we got last night in a way that made me real happy.
Yeah, but again, don't you feel like I do that, okay, for 9 or 10 games before that, it was obvious, you know, that he was not himself. So you can't just have one and then revert. I mean, and I'm not, you know, even though Jose Altuve, the greatest Astro in history, for them to be able to convince us and fans, because a lot of fans on the text board are like, yeah, I'm not buying it.
That's probably the reasonable place to be, right? Yeah. When you're looking at this is let's still see you put together a stretch. And what's nice is you get through the Mariners and you do have a nice opportunity to put up a stretch. It's a 10-game homestand.
And 19 out of 25 games against losing squad, right, losing records.
Yeah, you do have an opportunity to put together a stretch. Hopefully, we could come back and look back to this segment and go, actually, yes, this was a turning point. But, of course, at this moment, in this time, not a reasonable thing to say. By the way, on that all-quarter century team, do you want to do some quick guessing on who made this? And, of course, remember, it's all,
I'm gonna be so
all
bad
MLB.
At this. I'm going to be so bad at this.
I don't think you will. I mean, first base, who you think?
Who's first base?
First base is, I mean, he's no friend of anybody around here.
Who?
St. Louis.
Oh, Pujols?
There you go.
Pujols. See, that's why I'm going to be bad, because I'm going to kind of either be like older or just recent players or whatever.
All right. Shortstop is a Yankee.
Jeter
gets it. Third base is a Dodger and Ranger.
Who's that?
Adrian Beltre.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
You don't sound like you're good with that.
I'm trying to think who else would be options, because that's a little bit of a, not that he's not great, but it's a little bit of a surprise.
Outfield is as follows. Mm-hmm. Left to right, left field, Barry Bonds at left field.
See, that's the thing. I would never would have said Barry Bonds, even though he is.
You don't think of him as a left fielder, or is that
no,
why?
No, just it's you know, it's from 2000. That's a long time, and I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. Yes, and the thing about it, and I was reading through this, is I absolutely agree with it. Barry Bonds Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before, I think, the date that we could likely put as him probably using the juicy juice.
Yeah.
And that was as an outfielder, right? Like he was a monster. Mike Trout in center, Aaron Judge in right, Big Poppy at DH, Yadier Molina catching. Verlander as a pitcher, Kershaw, Roy Halladay, Max Scherzer, Randy Johnson, and, of course, Mo Rivera.
I wouldn't have said Randy Johnson, even though he's very deserving.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. Is Saquon Barkley right about this Eagles team that just won a championship being one of the greatest of all time? 713-572-4610. What are some of the other great teams of all time to you? We'll do that next.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.